This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey guys, this is a Handmaid's After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking stolen babies. Really though? Not really. And then we're also talking letting your hair down. Look at you, Serena. You look so much more sane. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Welcome to the Handmaid's After Show on Handmaid's Tale After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking season 3, episode 5, Unknown Caller. We are here. We're a little late. Traffic is no joke in
no
LA.
No joke. I apologize.
So apologies for the lateness, but we're going to get down and break it down and stay tuned for our special segments and for our news and for all the fun stuff that we usually do on this show. I'm Adrienne Snow. Go ahead and introduce yourselves just because we got a slightly different panel this season, or
yes.
Today.
Lauren, a.k.a. Lauren the Truth, because
yep.
I like to keep it real,
there
right?
You go. What's up? My name is Kitty Kaboom. I appreciate you, and yeah. I'm grateful to be here, honestly. This is my shoot. I can't wait to talk about it.
Yes, Kitty, thank you so much for joining us this week. Mm-hmm. All right, so first thoughts.
It was very emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a lot of scenes that just kind of made you question mm-hmm. what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think overall it was a great episode. I got a lot of feelings, some closure, and hopefully some new beginnings.
You got closure?
Well, for Luke.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's just opening up for Luke. Right? Closure is like exactly what we'd like for him. I was impressed. I always am. Every week, this cast is stellar. I mean, everything about this show, I'm a huge fan. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that it mirrors our life basically here mm-hmm. in 2019 to some degree is what resonates so much for me, and like I can't get enough of it. So I enjoyed every minute of it, even when I was crying, even when I was screaming at the screen, even when I was laughing at the ridiculousness of it all. I was still super happy that I was watching. It's a great show.
Oh yeah, I loved it. I loved that Luke gave Serena
gave her the business.
He was like, I don't care.
Exactly.
He's like, nice to meet you. And he's like, fuck
whatever.
Yeah, he did.
He really did.
And, you know, I wasn't surprised by Serena because I'm never surprised by being disappointed by Serena. So let's go right into it.
All right.
The Lawrences.
Mm.
So we finally get to really realize that Mrs. Lawrence is a totally sane woman.
Yeah.
And totally insane circumstances.
Yes. Exactly.
So how did we feel about just kind of really getting that time to hear her talk about what she wants out of the relationship and what, you know, what she really thinks of to a certain extent, Gilead is.
Well, you know, I thought it was definitely interesting because I think we had even talked about in the last episode, what if she really is normal and she's just acting crazy for show?
Yeah.
So whoever said that was right.
It was me.
It was, there you go. So I just, it was kind of like, oh, really? Like, mm-hmm. I want to know what her, like, what does she think the outcome will be? Like, mm-hmm. why is she acting like that? I obviously know she's unhappy with the circumstances mm-hmm. and she has to live with it. I'm very glad to see she is normal and that mm-hmm. she has compassion for June because, I mean, even Mr. Lawrence did to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel like she is going to be a good alliance.
Yeah.
And she's going to be someone we're going to have to watch out for as well.
Okay.
I think she's pretty awesome. I think that I don't think she's lying to kick it. I think that she probably does have bouts of depression mm-hmm. or bouts of some kind of mental illness mm-hmm. that make her withdrawn and unkempt looking and all the rest of that she portrayed or she appeared to be initially because of the heaviness of the situation. This mm-hmm. is not what she wanted for her life, obviously. Mm-hmm. And to be sucked into it and know that she has no recourse, she has no way of getting out of it, but she's committed to her husband, it's almost like an acceptance, but that doesn't mean that doesn't slip out in other ways. Do you know yeah. what I mean? So I think that maybe that's why her appearance was the way that it was. was and her behavior was a little erratic, because at times it gets just too goddamn heavy. I mean, you're living in a fucking nut job diaspora. So oftentimes, you know, you have to kind of probably, I'm assuming, grasp at like pieces of reality just to keep yourself whole.
Yeah.
And she obviously loves her husband and he loves her back. And that part was heartwarming to know that they hadn't like gone their separate ways or whatever. It was a genuine love affair. They just have to find their way back to each other.
Yeah. And I think the music and like having the sliver of a person that certainly helps just to kind of ground her. I mean, I still don't trust Off Lawrence, or not Off Lawrence, but I still don't trust Commander Lawrence.
No.
And I don't really know what his intentions are. And even that whole moment he had with June.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
He was like, them?
Right.
Like, he's just a reminder, I am still them. Like,
right.
I am still a part of Gilead. But to see at the same time that people are kind of conflicting about the roles that they've played in Gilead, it's nice to see, even though I straight up don't trust none of them.
Right. I'm amazed at how, I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead.
But the word trust just struck me, because that's what she does, right? Because June is genuinely a good person, she every single effing time lets them rope her in and make her believe that they are trustworthy, or that they are good people, or that they have some remorse about the way that they've treated her and all the rest of the people that came before her and all the people that will come after her. Somehow she allows that to dissipate and be like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and throw these N words a bone, because I believe that it could be a decent situation. Mm-hmm. And every time they shit on her, every time.
But, okay, this is the thing. You can't completely trust anyone in there.
I guess.
At the same time, she definitely feels some sort of trust because he was going to help them escape.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it was more for Emily, and she was kind of like the go along with it. Mm-hmm. But you know, he knows about the whole plot to get them to go to Canada. Mm-hmm. He knows that her baby's already in Canada. And it's just kind of like, he hasn't turned her in.
Yeah.
He knows this whole thing. So I kind of want to trust him. But I agree with you. What are his intentions?
Yeah.
Because he is still them at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty heavy. It's so heavy.
It is. I don't know. It's just, you think about, like, even when you think about real world circumstances of people who've lived under dire regimes, you think about like when the Nazis were overtaking Europe, and you think about even today, like a lot of people are kind of being faced with the possibility of having to offer sanctuary. And what is that going to look like? And what does that mean when you have to start hiding people from your government?
Right.
And how does that go down? Because, you know, you read about it in history books.
It never will
see it
end
fiction,
well, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what it's like to actually have to live it.
Of
so
course.
That's just, it's interesting to have that, you know, the people that are very much a part of the problem also trying to rectify their sins in some type of way. So
yeah.
But at the same time, we do see the pious side and how that turns as well in Off Matthew, who discovered today
that she is pregnant.
Yet again pregnant.
Yes.
I was like, why are they going to make the black woman?
No, I wasn't
like
even mad at that.
The most fertile of everyone.
I just like that her paradigm shifted.
Yeah.
Don't you love that just the day before thing? I know you would never marry a man that would blah, 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 and blah, blah. And what? Bitch, shut up. But then the very next day, she was shook.
I completely agree. I'm not mad that they made her pregnant again.
Me either.
I just definitely think, and this is, I don't want this to sound bad, but I'm like, B, you was over here talking down.
You guys, you can curse. It's okay.
Okay,
the curse
I don't,
on the
you know,
show,
I'm not
okay.
Exactly what
I
words
know,
I can still say or not. Anyways, I was just like, dang, girl, you're over here talking shit to June, and you think, oh, you're all high and mighty, and then boom, now you're pregnant again, gonna have to give up another baby, and now you're over here feeling stupid because you were talking to her, and now you're like, oh.
Yeah, let me say some kind
under
words
his
to maybe
eye,
even
yeah,
it out.
I'm just like, wow, you're... I told you, I feel like something is going to happen with her, too. Like, she's going to get sick of pushing out these babies and being raped, and she might come to her senses if June doesn't push her in front of the bus first.
Right?
Whichever one comes first.
Whichever, I don't know. Because right. Who knows?
I think we did get a hint that Off Matthew isn't as much for Gilead as possible. Last episode when she talked about everyone has to play the roles, everyone's just trying to survive.
True.
And I was like, oh, okay, I disagree with that kind of mindset, but I understand the desire for the mindset.
Right.
You know, like, you just want to get through it.
Exactly. Because you have to. Because, at that point, what are you faced with?
Yeah, what's the other option?
Exactly.
And not everyone is going to try to run. You know, not everyone's going to try and escape or try and seek refuge somewhere else. Sometimes people just deal with the circumstances that they're in.
We see that in everyday life all the time.
Yeah.
People just hunker down and they really feel like, why would I? I don't want to rock the boat.
Yeah.
I don't want to push the envelope. I just want to get by. I just want to make it to where I have to be. I just want to get through this day.
Yeah.
And that breaks my heart.
Yeah. And that kind of mindset doesn't lead to any type of change.
No.
It's the people who do get killed or are pushing the envelopes. They might not be there to see the results, but they're the one who are actually making a difference.
Yeah.
So and she better step up.
I think it also takes every version of a person. Like, there are people that don't, like, if you think about, like, going back to, like, the Underground Railroad, like, there are people who were probably doing the least amount possible, but were still, like, pushing things along. Like, maybe they couldn't speak out. Maybe they were still part of, like, the, you know, status quo.
Right.
But they would kind of, like with
Off-Lawrence. They'd pass along notes.
They'd pass along the note.
They'd or they would time. Say,
right. Yeah. Okay,
look
sorry.
Look up in the chat. My eyes got so big.
So, we haven't got to this part yet. We're going to, but I'm just going to say it now. Pam Rina, I hope I pronounced that correctly. She said, honestly, I'd give up Nicole for Hannah in June if I was Luke. So kind of make a trade. Like, I'll give you your baby back if you give me my daughter back. Okay, I know we're going to get to it, but this is why I don't think that will happen.
They
can't take the baby away from another family, right?
Because
they would bring that would involve another family to get in and weigh in all of this.
And they would be pissed. And they, exactly. Because they have a vested interest in this little girl, obviously. She's been there for over a year now.
Right.
I feel you, Pam.
I don't think it will work.
We'll get there. Before we do that, let's just kind of wrap up. Any final thoughts on Off Matthew and the Lawrences?
I want to believe they have some good in their heart because, like I said, they did help Emily. And I'm skeptical, but I'm hoping for the best, expecting the worst.
Okay.
That's a good way to look at it. I'm always expecting the best. I'm an idiot. Because I know, I'm a glutton for punishment every week.
You need people who expect the best.
I want to be an optimist. I'm sorry. It's how I try to live my life. So, with that being said, I'm hoping for the best. I believe that the Lawrence is definitely the woman, has very good intentions, and she's pure of heart. And she just has been pushed into some mental issues that I think has her, like, kind of frazzled and frayed.
And now you know, you said that now. And yeah. This is going to be the episode where she does something crazy.
Right. And then it'll all be explained. It'll all make sense. But I don't think that Mr. Lawrence is not all in for his people. I believe there's no way he would run his house the way he does.
No way.
If he was a bad guy. He's a bad guy in that he knows he has to play the bad guy in order to, he too has drunk the Kool-Aid and said, listen, I'm here. I got to make it through. I can't run. They'll kill me. They'll find me.
But he also created it. He did create it,
but I don't think he understood the ramifications of his creation at the onset. It's only after all this time and then other people have kind of taken the baton and run with it that it has become what it has.
There's a lot of humble intentions in
with him.
Well, no. I mean, there's humble intentions when people decide to start a revolution.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They're like humble intentions when a bunch of pilgrims came over to America.
Right. Anyway.
But, you know. We can talk about that at some other time. You guys, thank you so much for being a part of AfterBuzz, for tuning in to Handmaid's Tale, for listening to us go in on dictatorships and people who oppress other people. We wanted to say thank you and talk about how you could be more a part of the community. Kitty, do you
think if you're on YouTube, subscribe, please, right away. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us 5 stars. We would be so grateful. We honestly feel like we deserve it, but we want you to feel like we deserve it, too. So thanks for tuning in and giving comments. We super, super, super look forward to that. So thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. I couldn't get it out. This is AfterBuzz TV, and we really appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much. Subscribe, rate us 5 stars if you're nasty. Like, I'm not nasty. All the stuff.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, tune into the chat, say hello, and let's just go in into June. We're still holding off on Luke and Serena.
All right.
Because we still have to talk a little bit about June.
Of course.
And just, so, after she has that conversation with Commander Lawrence, mm-hmm. and he's like, I'm definitely one of them. And then he basically is like, P.S. Yeah, see, I'm one of them. I need you to make a phone call to your husband.
Right. I'm going to need you to do what the fuck they asked you to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, play the game, girl. You know how I go.
I knew pretty much right into the point when Serena was like, I need you to do this for me. I just have to see her. Mm-hmm. But I still no longer trusted Serena. Mm-hmm. And so just that she would believe that there would be any hope or trade-off with making like a pact with the devil, essentially, it blew my mind.
The fact that she said no initially when Serena first asked her, I was like, fuck yeah, say no and stand by it and don't let them put you around. Mm-hmm. By the end of the conversation, well, if I did, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would like to be able to see her stand in her own truth, stand up, because she came back. Like, this is what you came back for. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You were almost there. You were home to freedom. Your baby was on the way. You had the baby. You were going to see Luke. Everything could have been a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. But you wanted to F the regime. You wanted to come back and say, no, you will not allow, I will not allow this to go down on my watch. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you want to watch, then freaking stand up for yourself. Don't allow these people to push you around. You know how they get down. I don't care how much she's cried. I don't care how much she's come to you. And it appears you saved her from a burning house and she still shit on you. Like, what other evidence do you need that these are not your people?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I agree with you. And she was like, I want to see her. I'm just like, girl, your mama even told you this is not your baby. Like, give it up. You gave up the baby so that the baby could have a better life. And now you're trying to get the baby back. I'm just like, what is literally going on in your head? Mm. And I, like you said, it took all this for her finger to get off. Like, dang, what if they would have cut off her whole hand? Girl. Like, she going to want 2 more babies? I don't understand why she's doing this. Mm. And then I agree with you. So, June needs to stand up and be like, no,
I'm not
the only
this.
Way I'm going to even make the phone call, let me get a sit down with Hannah for at least 30 minutes.
At least
30 minutes, uninterrupted. Obviously, the supervisor's going to have to be there. But, you know, let me see my baby, mm-hmm. and then we can talk about some phone calls. Yeah, she's so dumb. She's over here.
I want you to owe me. Yes,
but she's not dumb. This. That's what I don't understand. Yeah. It's like she's smart, very, extremely intelligent.
She's making dumb decisions.
Yes.
They definitely have the upper hand in this. Obviously, they're more powerful in the situation, but she has leverage too. That's her husband with her baby in Canada. She's the only one who can agree to get Luke to see, you know, Serena.
Yeah.
So what, why isn't she using this to her advantage?
I think that she wants to have faith that Serena will do the right thing in terms of saying, well, then you will just owe me.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when you make a pact with somebody, you have to be sure that this is the kind of person that keeps their promises.
I was about to say, you're making a pact with a person that's shown themselves not to be reliable, trustworthy, mm-hmm. even a good person for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And they've consistently given you their ass to kiss repeatedly.
Yeah.
So it just infuriates me because I'm just like, come on, girl, you know better than this. You came back to fight the good fight and then you give in immediately? Mm-hmm. Come on.
I will say that the one thing that Serena did, and I certainly hope this isn't the thing that Serena thought was her, like, paying her due, was giving Luke the tape.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So even having that moment of just, of June really coming in and being like, Luke, like, I know, I'm sure you were like, what the fuck with this baby?
Right.
You know, life moves on. I'm giving you permission to move on. I'm giving you permission to go live
that
your life.
That was so difficult to
watch. And I was like, oh.
I know.
You should have already been doing that, Luke. Just keep it real. It's been like 5 years.
It has been a long time.
but
he loves his wife.
I get that.
I can't even imagine
what that experience would be like to be separated from my family and to have to leave them and to know that they're out there being raped nightly.
Right.
And that my child is gone. Like, I'd have no idea what it's like to be Luke. But at the same time, she was right that you do have to build a life with what you got and see what happens down the road. Like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, and the reason why I said in the beginning is that Luke got some closure because, like, obviously he didn't get closure with June, but he understands more about the baby. Yeah. And, you know, she said, I just want you to know this baby was made out of love. Yeah. So even though that hurt him to his core, he's not going to look at it as like, well, this baby was a product of rape.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So right. I think that is wonderful that she did that for him. And it was also heartbreaking. And he saw him fall or like stumble on the bridge because he's like, yeah. You fell in love and I've been loyal to you this whole time.
Right.
So, I mean, I agree. I mean, I definitely want you to, I want them to get back together. I want them to get Hannah. I want the happy ending, but it's been 5 years. He does need to live his life. He needs to go get a job, maybe go on a date. You don't have to fall in love, go on a date, you know, dust those webs off. Mm-hmm. I just want everyone to live while they're also fighting. And I feel like they're only fighting and no one's really living.
Yeah.
Obviously June can't do much living, but the
but
cast
she's had
members,
more living than he has. Yeah. He's on the outside.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The cast members in Canada can do a little bit more to pipe up their life. But instead every day, you know, he's going to,
construction work
No. What's the
bar and
the place where you find out if your family's there.
Oh yeah. That's refugee.
Like the Canadian government.
Yeah. And he's like, any news, any pictures? And I'm just like, oh, I want a life for you.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, I have no idea what that life is like.
Right.
And so I can only say it from the outside as someone who's lived in a very complicated country,
but a relatively comfortable life.
Yeah. So, yeah. I can only go so far with that. But let's go into Serena.
Yes.
So, she drained me.
Serena.
She's such a good actress, though. Like, she's so good at what she does.
Yvonne
Strykowski.
She's an effing monster.
She's amazing at what she does, and, you know, much love to you, but I hate you at the same time. So, so Serena goes to see a child. I mean, I was happy to see Mr. Tuella coming back. Honestly, I don't like Serena, but she gets a happy ending. I'm like, have a be with Mr. Tuello. Like,
right.
He's gorgeous.
How about that? He's adorable. Run off
like,
with him.
So kind.
He is nice.
Considerate. Nice. And he keeps offering, like, girl,
his help.
Just
yeah.
tell me and just say
like,
the word.
Snuck a phone into your purse.
Okay.
I'm like, look at you. Nonstop. Right. I will keep fighting for you.
How about that?
You need a man like that in your life, Serena. Not a man who recites how he's going to say he's sorry to you, to his prostitute.
Not only that, and then cuts off your finger.
And cuts off your finger.
Don't forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Or has it cut off. He didn't even have the balls to do it himself.
Right?
Ugh, he's disgusting.
Listen.
So how do you feel about Serena?
You know, it's hard because obviously season one, I couldn't stand her. Then I started to get a little soft spark for her. And then coming into this season, you know, she was at the beginning, she was kind of nice to June and June was there to help build her up. So I'm like, I might be liking you. And now I'm like, this bitch. Like,
exactly.
I'm like, all right, you're back on my naughty list. Like, I really wanted her to come through, show out, and be the strong woman that she once was before this whole Gilead situation.
And because then who she was becoming.
Exactly.
Once again, before they said, oh, you're trying to get on over here and let's cut off your finger. Because clearly you're getting a little too
ahead of yourself.
Too brawly.
Right.
Yeah, you got the call. You smelling yourself, little chicky baby. Have a seat. You don't forgot what this is all about. We put you in green for a reason. Have a seat. Yeah, it's sad to watch. It's very sad to see this woman who has so much power or could do so much with the power that she's been bestowed just make choices that are completely selfish. Because at the end of the day, getting that baby back is only going to bring you a fleeting happiness. You know what this little girl is going to go through growing up in Gilead. That's why you gave her away to begin with.
Yeah.
So if you know what the end result is going to be, no matter how it plays out in terms of the actual goings-ons, the end result, the final chapter, the finish line is that this will be an oppressed little girl. There's no feminism. There's no empowerment.
She won't know how to read.
Exactly. She won't know how to read. Let's start there.
Yeah.
And that doesn't move you to let her go? No, because you're selfish and you want to love her up and you want something of your own and you can't have your own baby. And I mean, I get it. I'm a mom. So who am I to? But at the end of the day, stealing somebody else's baby and raping someone to get that baby. Ain't she wanted that baby so bad, she went and recruited homeboy and was like, why don't y'all just go ahead and hump?
She did.
Because my husband probably can't make no baby.
Dirty.
No way.
Yeah.
She is.
She has no really, she has no legal connection to her claim of that baby.
At all.
Like, it's June and Nick's baby. So the only thing they could really do is send Nick to go get the baby.
That's right.
That's technically his baby.
But they're not going to tell that. If that comes out,
how's that going to come out?
Commander Waterford's baby?
Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. God.
It's on now, baby. It'll be
but done. Technically, Nick is a commander, and he would be the
Nick
only...
Nick is a commander
Nick
now.
Became a commander
yeah,
now.
He's a now
he
commander.
He is not
yeah,
a commander.
They sent him to Chicago.
Yeah.
Where have I been? How did I miss that?
It was very small.
It was very, like, oh. Mm-hmm.
So who's his babe?
He's in Chicago now, so he's not even
in. Oh, they moved him to another state.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he can do it. He could go get Nicole,
baby,
but
right.
I don't think he would want that. But
I don't think
he would want
that for the baby either.
Supposedly
right,
we're about to learn a lot about Nick tonight, so get ready.
That should be interesting.
If you read the articles, they're like, yeah, this is going to be a flashback on Nick.
Yeah.
And you may not like
him. Oh, someone in the comments said that they think Nick might be killed off, but we're going to talk about that on tomorrow's show. So.
We will talk about that because it's going to be a Nick heavy show tomorrow.
Yes.
Any final thoughts? Well, actually, before we do move on, let's talk about what was mentioned to us in the chat of the possibility of Luke giving Nicole over, or Holly, as he discovered her real name is,
right,
to the Waterfords in order to get Hannah back. I don't know. That's like some biblical shit.
Yeah. There's no way, because the ramifications of the other family would be too great. They clearly... I mean,
I don't think he cares about the other family. And
no,
he doesn't care,
but the family cares, and they will not let that go down without
a
fight. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That lady was super sweet by coming down... I mean, in terms of Gilead standards, right? Sweet, you know, it's all relative. Coming downstairs and having a full-on conversation with her. We're probably going to get her a dog. She has to get her shot. I mean, that warmed my heart so much, even though it was a little throwaway. I mean, she was throwing her a bone, but at least she gave her the bone. Mm-hmm. And she said, stop, like, beating her up. Hello. Like, let's have some common decency here. So those are two small things that kind of shine a greater light on that woman and me. I don't remember her name. I'm sorry. But she seemed to be at least fair. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, she's very invested in her daughter. There's no way that she's going to let that little girl go without a fight.
Oh, yeah. I definitely don't think she is, because she even said... Of course she told me. I'm her mother.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh.
She says to the mother.
Yeah. She said,
the balls on this one.
So I was like, okay. I mean, I think that is... I don't think that thought would ever even cross Luke's mind, because I think he's such a good man.
Yeah.
But if the option presented himself, he might weigh out the options.
Well,
think about it. He literally doesn't have a connection with his baby.
Mm.
He wants Hannah. That's his daughter. Mm. I mean, come on now. And if you throw June in there, a two for one deal. Come on now.
I don't think because Luke is the legal father of Hannah. On the birth certificate and everything.
Right.
That if the government, because this is what they're trying to do, is basically get Canada to hand Nicole back over.
Right.
Then Luke would be like, well, listen, if you're going to do this to me, then let's talk about whose children belong to who. That's my legal child.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do this. But that's the only way I could see it happening.
And I think he's smart enough to do that, to make the negotiations happen. He's smart enough, savvy.
And Sandy in our chat said, Canada isn't going to release Nicole without DNA tests.
Yeah.
And that's good. But you know what? You know what I realized? At this point, Gilead has little spies everywhere. Because how did they get Nicole's medical reports?
Yeah.
That was something I was like, oh.
Well, and how
they found Luke.
Exactly. Yeah, they found Luke. I'm like,
they've
y'all
talked
got
about
spies.
That, how they have.
Right, they
have
everywhere. So they probably could sneak.
Well, just like there's spies in Gilead for
the resistance.
Okay,
there's spies up.
Good point.
Yeah, so on that note, let's go ahead and get into the news.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Alrighty, guys. So for this week for news and gossip, the first thing we have is Samira Wiley bought her first house. So she is now a homeowner. Congratulations for that.
Who's Samira Wiley?
She plays Moira. She's the best friend.
Oh, that's her real name?
Yes.
Good for her.
Also known for her major role in
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
She and her wife, did they marry?
They did marry, yes. Okay. They married, I think, either a year or two ago.
So that's weird.
So
is it their home?
Yeah.
Home.
I mean, if they're... I hope so.
I was
trying to figure it out. She said it's her, my, okay, I got
she said, baby got her first outfit, you know.
On Juteesh.
They bought it first. Exactly. So, that's that. Elizabeth Moss won MTV Award for Best Performance in a Show.
Nice.
So, congratulations to her. And she is actually going to be in a new movie called The Kitchen, starring Tiffany Haddish, Melissa McCarthy, and the movie is about a mafia. Like, what? Their husbands were in the mafia. They all are in jail, so now the wives are broke, and they're kind of gonna maybe take over the mafia.
So, it like widows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but yes, it looks very similar to that, but it looks really good. And what is this? The Handmaid's Tale, Serena. Yes. So the secret phone, and I think you even said it. In an article I read, she said in the article, Serena said, she definitely finds it useful for what she has her heart set on.
Mm.
So that phone is definitely going to come into play later on this season.
Probably for Nicole.
Yeah, you think?
Probably. Well, what she has her heart set on.
Okay. Well, so Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Schumer are actually huge fans of the show. The Handmaid's Tale.
As it would appear they would be.
Yeah, and they're really good friends. And as we all know, Amy just had her baby.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer Lawrence actually spam texted her, like blew up her phone because she was watching it. The Handmaid's Tale, she obviously forgot a few scenes or some, you know, episodes that happened last season. And she was like, this baby is messing up your sleep schedule. What is up with you? Answer me. And then Amy was actually like, it's not even the baby at all. I was just busy. So I thought that was kind of funny, you know, best friends going at it over a baby and The Handmaid's Tale. But I think that's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the news.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's good to see what they're doing outside of Gilead in real life, living their lives, being normal people.
Exactly.
All right, so with that, let's just go ahead into Resist Sista, special segment of the week. This Resist Sister goes out to Miss Serena Williams.
Okay.
She is the second black female tennis player to ever appear on a Wheaties box.
Wow. Congratulations.
The first one was Althea Gibson in 2001.
Love that.
And Althea Gibson was a tennis player back in, I believe, the 1960s.
Yeah, 70s. Yeah. I was going to say 2001.
Exactly. They just decided to celebrate her.
They just decided to celebrate this woman
who,
oh my God, I hope they do a film about her because she's amazing and fascinating and her story is so tragic and beautiful
concur.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
But I got to give up for Serena for, you know, just doing everything.
Yeah.
You can have it all.
You can have
the baby.
She's an amazing husband, an amazing baby.
Being a Beyonce music video.
Beyonce
box. I mean, what else?
You're a beast, girl.
She is the GOAT.
She is the GOAT.
As they like to say.
No question.
So shout out to you for holding it down for all the little black girls of the world.
Yes.
Being like, I can play tennis too. All right. And on that note, let's go right into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Mm. Oh, wow. Can you go first?
I predict that the Lawrences are somehow going to be instrumental in June getting her due. And I don't know what that due is. I don't know if that means she's going to finally escape. I don't know if it means that she's going to be able to get her baby back. I don't know what kind of redemption, but I see her being redeemed in some way. And I think the Lawrences, both the wife and the husband, are going to play a huge role in that. I just like to believe that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll make mine about Serena. Okay. I feel like Serena's going to go down a bad hole. She's going to, I don't really want to say persecute June, but she's going to flip it. So we're, June's going to come down with a lot of heat.
Yeah.
I guess I'll make a prediction about Nick since that's going to be tomorrow's episode. I feel like obviously we saw a little bit of Nick and how he got pulled into this world of Gilead.
Nick's so cute.
He is. But I think we're going to see more. Hopefully we see a little bit of Nick in Chicago, but I think he might get another person pregnant, honestly.
That is possible.
His new wife pregnant.
Most certainly possible.
Yeah, speaking of which, I did see the woman who played his wife from last season. She's on Euphoria.
Is she? She was very
young. She's a woman of color.
She's white. She's totally opposite character. Like,
really?
Naked and everything.
Well, that show
is... Euphoria is great.
Yeah.
But my prediction, I think that this is basically the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm.
And June will not be recovering from this in terms of of going full throttle with the revolution. I think she's probably going to start actively recruiting people, not just kind of like low-key recruiting people. Yeah. And I think we're really going to see like a lot more violence and like direct violence coming out of the oppressed people of Gilead than we've seen before. Just because...
It's time.
Now that they're making such a show of what they stand for and who they are, and like even with like the images of all the handmaids like at the Washington Monument or the Lincoln, whatever, that place in D.C.
We have lots of monuments in D.C.
Well, there's the Washington one, and there's like Lincoln.
There is the Lincoln Memorial.
I haven't been there. I don't go to Washington. But I think that that's going to kind of ignite a lot of people to be like, you know what? Now, it's one thing to oppress us, it's another thing to have us make a show for your own pleasure, you know? And so I think that's going to be the next step. On that note, that wraps up this episode of the Handmaid's Tale After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm Adrian Snow. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Adrian Snow. And Lauren and Kitty, where can they follow you both?
Yes, you can find me at Lauren the Truth on IG and Twitter. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for waiting a week for us to put out this show. We appreciate your patience so much. Thanks, guys.
That was dope of you. Thank you. And I'm so grateful I was able to make it. Kitty, my name is Kitty, K-I-T-T-I-E, Kaboom, K-A-B-O-O-M on IG, and Kitty Meow on Twitter.
That was great. I love that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.